You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move. What do you do if you don't have office space for all your employees, or many of them usually spend most of their time traveling or working off-site? In the 90s, some clever manager came up with a solution, hot desking, and the rest is history. Hot desking refers to using temporary work areas that are set up for any staff who needs them. With the invention of laptop computers and the internet, we can pretty much work anywhere. Now, in many companies around the world, from high-tech software firms to management consultancies, and even increasingly in more traditional industries such as banking and engineering, a certain number of work areas are made into hot desks. As long as they're empty, anyone can work there. They sit down, plug in their computer, and they're ready to go. In companies where a lot of people are traveling, this is a great way to save money because it reduces unused space to a minimum. In this episode, we'll be continuing our series on business travel. We're following Ernesto, an ambient telecommunications employee from Manila, on a training trip to the head office in Michigan, USA. The main language focus of the lesson is on making polite requests. Along the way, we'll also look at some different ways to express likes and dislikes. In today's episode, Ernesto has found himself an unused desk and is busy working when all of a sudden he gets a new neighbor, Megan. Let's listen. Here are the listening questions. 1. What kind of expressions do Ernesto and Megan use to make polite requests? 2. What type of training is Ernesto taking part in? And 3. Where is Megan from?
Excuse me, sorry to trouble you. I was wondering if this desk was taken.
Actually, I'm new around here. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
All right, then. Well, as long as no one else seems to be using it, I'll just take a seat and try to get some work done. I'm Megan, by the way.
Megan, nice to meet you. My name's Ernesto.
Nice to meet you, too. Do you mind me asking where you're from?
Manila.
Manila? How interesting.
Yeah, it's a great place. I'm here on a Six Sigma training.
Oh, I see. When did you get here?
Just the day before yesterday.
Really? How are you liking it?
So far, so good.
Hey, you don't think you could do me a favor, do you?
Sure.
I can't get this thermos open. Would you give it a try?
Of course. There you go.
Thanks.
Not at all. While you're up, you wouldn't mind helping me a little with this computer, would you?
Sure. What's the problem?
Well, I can't seem to log in.
Try plugging your USB key into another port. For some reason, some of these computers don't recognize one of the ports.
Wow, that worked. Thanks.
No worries. Look, if you need anything, just let me know. They're kind of understaffed here, so I've had to learn where to find everything myself.
I appreciate that. So, where are you usually based?
Well, I'm from Atlanta, but for the last 5 years, I've mostly been based in South America.
Megan and Ernesto seem to be getting along quite well, don't they? One reason that they are able to become fast friends is that they're very careful to be polite to each other. We can't get along in life without asking for help from other people. Thus, it's important to have a wide variety of expressions to use for different situations. As equals, Megan and Ernesto have to be indirect when asking each other for help. This is especially true because they don't know each other. Listen to Megan's first request before she's even met Ernesto.
Excuse me, sorry to trouble you. I was wondering if this desk was taken.
Actually, I'm new around here. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
It's very indirect, isn't it? First, Megan is careful to apologize for interrupting Ernesto. She says, "Sorry to trouble you." What else could she say?
Excuse me, Can I just ask you a quick question?
Hi, is it all right if I just trouble you for a moment?
Hello there. Sorry to trouble you. Do you have a moment?
Next, Megan uses a rather indirect, polite request form with if to ask Ernesto a question. She says, I was wondering if this desk was taken. I was wondering is a very polite request form often used by native speakers. What are some other polite request forms using if? Let's listen to some examples.
I was wondering if you had any free time on Wednesday.
Would it be all right if I used your pen?
It would be great if you could come in a little earlier next week.
What happens next in the dialogue? Megan replies that as long as no one else is using the desk, she's going to sit there. Then she introduces herself.
I'm Megan, by the way.
Megan, nice to meet you. My name's Ernesto.
Nice to meet you, too. Do you mind me asking where you're from?
Do you mind me asking is another kind of request. This is a polite request for personal information. Before you ask someone a personal question, you can use such expressions to warn them. Megan learns that Ernesto is from Manila, and she acts quite excited. Ernesto says he has come to Michigan for Six Sigma training, which, as we learned in BEP 55, is a method for improving quality in any process. Next, Megan asks Ernesto what he thinks about Michigan.
When did you get here?
Just the day before yesterday.
Really? How are you liking it?
So far, so good.
How are you liking it? What do you think of it? Are some of the most common small talk questions we ask each other. How can you respond? There are many more interesting ways to answer this type of question than just saying bad or good. For example, you can say, so far, so good, which is a non-committal answer. That is, you don't commit or promise a definite response. It's okay so far, but you haven't had time to make up your mind yet. What are some other non-committal expressions?
So far, so good.
It's not so bad.
It could be worse.
Now, say you don't like something. How can you respond?
Terrible.
It's the worst.
Actually, I'm having a rotten time.
It sucks.
Rotten describes something that is so old that it has become stinky and useless, like an old piece of fruit. Idiomatically, it can collate with time to mean a really bad time. It sucks is American slang for it's bad, but be careful. This expression is very informal. What if you really like something? What can you say?
It's great.
It's fantastic.
Totally awesome.
Wonderful.
So, we've looked at different ways you can respond when someone asks you about your likes and dislikes. Now, let's continue with the dialogue.
Hey, you don't think you could do me a favor, do you?
Sure.
This is another kind of very common request. Megan is asking for a favor. How else can you ask for a favor?
Could you do me a favor?
Would you do me a favor?
Can you give me a hand?
Would you like to help out a little bit?
What is the favor that Megan is asking for?
I can't get this thermos open. Would you give it a try?
A thermos is a container that stores hot tea or coffee. The lid on Megan's thermos is stuck, and she needs help getting it off. She asks Ernesto, would you give it a try? As you know, would is a modal verb, the past of will. Because they're used for hypothetical or imaginary situations, the past modals would and could tend to be more indirect, more polite.
Would you pass the salt?
Could you help me with this computer?
On the other hand, present modals, such as will and can, tend to be slightly more direct, better for use between friends or for small things.
Will you come over here for a quick second?
Can you say your name again?
After Ernesto gets Megan's thermos bottle open, he has a favor to ask her himself.
While you're up, you wouldn't mind helping me a little with this computer, would you?
Such requests with mine plus ing are quite common. Let's listen to a few examples ranging from indirect to direct.
You wouldn't mind working a couple of hours of overtime, would you?
Would you mind forwarding me that email?
Do you mind my smoking?
I'm going to go home a little earlier today, if you don't mind.
You wouldn't mind, would you? Is the most indirect, while I'm going to go home earlier today, if you don't mind, is the least indirect, hardly a request at all. Make sure you have a good relationship with your boss before you use that one. Back in the dialogue, what is Ernesto's problem? He can't log on to the computer on his desk. There seems to be something wrong with his USB key. USB is short for Universal Serial Bus. USB ports are the small rectangular holes on your computer into which you can plug in MP3 players, cameras, and USB storage devices, which are called keychains. In many companies, USB security keys are used to unlock a computer when you log in, just like normal keys unlock your house when you come home.
Try plugging your USB key into another port. For some reason, some of these computers don't recognize one of the ports.
Megan is saying that on some of the computers, one of the ports doesn't work, so Ernesto should plug his USB key into another port. She doesn't know the reason for this, so she gives a vague or unclear reason. For some reason, some of these computers don't recognize one of the ports. For some reason is a very useful expression when you don't know or can't explain the reason for something. What are some other useful ways to give a vague reason?
I don't know why, but it's always that way.
There's a problem with the door or something.
It has something to do with their relationship.
It's some sort of memory problem.
How does Megan's advice work?
Wow, that worked. Thanks.
No worries. Look, if you need anything, just let me know. They're kind of understaffed here, so I've had to learn where to find everything myself.
Megan is being very friendly, offering to help out Ernesto. She says the Michigan office is kind of understaffed. Understaffed means there are not enough people.
I appreciate that. So, where are you usually based?
Well, I'm from Atlanta, but for the last 5 years, I've mostly been based in South America.
It looks like Ernesto and Megan are off to a good start. They're already starting to relax and use more informal language. For example, when Ernesto asks Megan where she is based, he doesn't use any request form. In this context, it isn't necessary for such a small thing anymore because they already know each other and are fast becoming friendly. Now it's your turn to practice. In a moment, you'll hear a series of cues. First, you'll hear a request form, such as, I was wondering if... Then, you'll hear a request, such as, help me with this computer. After the beep, put the two together to make a sentence. For example, I was wondering if you would help me with this computer. pay attention to using the correct tense. For example, I was wondering is the past tense, so if you would help me should usually be the past tense as well. Remember to start off by asking for permission to interrupt. For example, you can say, excuse me, can I ask you a quick question? Or, hi, is it all right if I trouble you for a moment? After each exercise, you'll hear an example answer. Are you ready? Let's give it a try.
I was wondering if, help me move my things.
Answer. Hello there. Sorry to trouble you. Do you have a moment? I was wondering if you would help me move my things. Would it be all right if... Use your computer for a sec.
Answer. Hi, is it all right if I trouble you for a moment? Would it be all right if I used your computer for a sec? You don't mind ask you a personal question.
Answer. Sorry to trouble you. You don't mind if I ask you a personal question, do you? You wouldn't mind help me finish my presentation.
Answer. Could I ask you for a favor? You wouldn't mind helping me finish my presentation, would you?
How'd you do? Go back and practice again for fluency. You can also try substituting different request forms for extra practice. Well, that's about all for today's show. We studied a variety of different request forms, including, I was wondering if, would it be all right if, and you wouldn't mind, would you? We've also learned how to ask for personal information and request favors. In addition, we looked at various ways to express likes and dislikes, as well as several ways to give vague reasons. For extra practice, be sure to visit our online learning center at www.businessenglishpod.com. Check out the study notes for this and other episodes. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.